Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Starr, the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party, will join us for in 1 hour from now for an hour's worth of conversation about the things that she's currently doing in her job with the Constitution Party and some of the commentary that she's providing for newswithviews.com. We're going to be talking about several things related to 9/11 potentially this morning with Mary. She lost a job with Salem Communications out there in the Pacific Northwest in the aftermath of 9/11 because she was saying things on the air in her radio broadcast in Portland that weren't passing muster with the pro-Bush constituency that was listening to that Christian radio station and supporting Salem Communications. That will be a very interesting conversation with her in 1 hour from now, and I've made it very clear that I think that Mary Starr is one of the really bright people on the American right. She combines what I believe to be a very astute understanding of the issues with ideological consistency and soundness. And, of course, she also has the media ability that you look for when you're talking about someone that's going to be a regular guest on your show, which she's going to be on Thursdays from now on. I think you are going to enjoy her. She's one of the really insightful people that I know on the American right who is going to have an impact, I think, in the days ahead. 9/11, a couple of articles that have come out on this in recent days that I think are well worth taking a look at. One is Paul Craig Roberts' piece entitled 9/11, 6 years later. The other one is written by Glenn Allport at Strike the Root. Some of you are familiar with Strike the Root. It is, depending on your point of view, a libertarian or mildly anarchistic website, according to some. Strike the Root is noted for occasionally covering some paleo-conservative people like Ron Paul and yours truly. It's a very, very interesting site, which you can find off of my webpage at markdankoff.com. If you go to markdankoff.com and click on links, you'll see Strike the Root. Then all you have to do is click on Strike the Root. There's a logo there which includes a picture of our old buddy Henry Thoreau. But Strike the Root has a post entitled The Top 10 Reasons for a New 9/11 Investigation. Glenn Allport gives us a very fine summary of what some of those issues happen to be. Paul Craig Roberts' essay is entitled 9/11, 6 years later, comes to us from Information Clearinghouse. Paul says that on September the 7th, National Public Radio reported that Muslims in the Middle East were beginning to believe that the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were false flag operations committed by some part of the U.S. and or Israeli governments. It was beyond the imagination of the NPR reporter and producer that there could be any substance to these beliefs, which were attributed to the influence of books by U.S. and European authors sold in bookstores in Egypt. National Public Radio's concern was that books by Western authors questioning the origin of the 9/11 attack have the undesirable result of removing guilt from Muslims' shoulders. The NPR reporter, Ursula Lindsay, said that, quote, here in the U.S., most people have little doubt about what happened during the 2001 attacks, unquote. NPR's assumption that the official 9/11 story is the final word is uninformed. Polls show that 36% of Americans and more than 50% of New Yorkers lack confidence in the 9/11 Commission report. Many 9/11 families who lost relatives in the attacks are unsatisfied with the official story. Why, asks Paul Craig Roberts, are the U.S. media untroubled that there has been no independent investigation of 9/11? Why are the media unconcerned that the rules governing preservation of forensic evidence were not followed by federal authorities? We'll follow up on this with Paul Craig Roberts' essay, Mary Starr of the Constitution Party. Their National Political Communications Director will join me in 1 hour from now, live from Portland, Oregon. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Starth, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, will join us in approximately 1 hour from now. Mary hails from Portland, Oregon, and of course had a media job up there with Christian Radio, specifically a Christian radio station in Portland that was affiliated with Salem Communications. We were talking about that issue yesterday with Dale Crowley. And, of course, when we get into Salem Communications, that gets into the whole question of who it is that controls so-called Christian media. Christian media. We're looking at 9/11 a little bit this morning, talking about Paul Craig Roberts' essay. Paul Craig Roberts raises a number of questions that summarize what a number of our guests and a number of our listeners have been saying for quite a long time about this whole question of 9/11. Dr. Roberts asks a series of things. One, why are the U.S. media untroubled that there has been no independent investigation of 9/11? Why are the media unconcerned that the rules governing preservation of forensic evidence were not followed by federal authorities? Why do the media brand skeptics of the official line conspiracy theorists and kooks? What is wrong with debate and listening to both sides of the defining issue of our time? If the official line is so correct and defensible, what does it have to fear from skeptics? Obviously a great deal, considering the Iron Curtain that has been erected to protect the official line from independent examination. Some may think that the 9/11 Commission report was an independent investigation, and others will protest that we have the National Institute of Standards and Technology Analysis, which explains the collapse of the Twin Towers as a result of airliner impact and fire. The 9/11 Commission, says Paul Craig Roberts, was a political commission run by Bush administration insider Philip Zelikow. The National Institute of Standards and Technology is an agency of the U.S. Department of Commerce, the head of which is a member of President Bush's cabinet. Zelikow is a member of President Bush's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, a neoconservative stronghold. In February of 2005, Zelikow was appointed counselor of the U.S. Department of State. Obviously, there was zero possibility that the 9/11 Commission would hold any part of the Bush administration accountable for the numerous failures of U.S. government agencies on September the 11th, much less would the commission investigate for any complicity. If one looks at the credentials of skeptics, says Paul Craig Roberts, compared to the credentials of defenders of the official line, it is impossible to dismiss skeptics as kooks. There are many people with strong imaginations on the Internet, but serious skeptics stick to known facts, known violations of standard procedures, and the laws of physics. The vast majority of the people who call skeptics kooks are themselves ignorant of physics and have little comprehension of the improbability that such an attack could succeed without either the complicity or complete failure of government agencies. Over the past 6 years, the ranks of distinguished skeptics of the 9/11 storyline have grown enormously. The ranks include distinguished scientists, engineers and architects, intelligence officers, air traffic controllers, military officers and generals, including the former commanding general of U.S. Army Intelligence and Security Command, former presidential appointees and members of the White House staff and Republican administrations, Top Gun fighter pilots and career airline pilots who say that the flying attributed to the 9/11 hijackers is beyond the skills of America's best pilots, and foreign dignitaries. Dr. Andreas von Bülow, former West German Minister of Research and Technology and former State Secretary of the Federal Ministry of Defense, said, quote, "The planning of the attacks was technically and organizationally a master achievement. To hijack four airliners within a few minutes and within 1 hour to drive them into their targets with complicated flight maneuvers. This is unthinkable without years-long support from secret apparatuses of the state and industry," unquote. General Leonid Abishov, chief of staff of the Russian Armed Forces, said, "Only secret services and their current chiefs, or those retired but still having influence inside the state organizations, have the ability to plan, organize, and conduct an operation of such magnitude. Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda cannot be the organizers, nor the performers of the September 11th attacks. They do not have the necessary organization, resources, or leaders," unquote. Americans might concede, says Paul Craig Roberts, that it is unusual that U.S. airport security would fail four times within a few minutes, that U.S. air defenses would fail across the board to intercept the hijacked airliners, and that hijackers lacking in flight skills could conduct the exotic flight maneuvers that Top Gun fighter pilots say are beyond their own skills. Still, there is some possibility, however remote, that Allah could have blessed the hijackers with unbelievable luck. But when we come to the explanation of the collapse of the Twin Towers, says Paul Craig Roberts, the official story lacks even a remote possibility of being true. Architects, engineers, and physicists know that powerfully constructed steel buildings do not suddenly collapse at free fall or near free fall speed simply because they were impacted by airliners and experienced short-lived, low-intensity, and limited fires. Physicists also know that there was not enough gravitational energy to pulverize massive concrete into fine dust, to cut massive steel beams into appropriate lengths to be loaded and removed on trucks, and to eject dust and steel beams hundreds of yards horizontally. Physicists know that if intense fire were present throughout the tower sufficient to cause steel to weaken and suddenly collapse, such fires would not have left unburned and unscorched hundreds of thousands of pieces of paper which floated all over Lower Manhattan. Physicists have raised unanswered questions about the official explanation's neglect of the known laws of physics. Recently, Dr. Crockett Grab, a Caltech-trained applied physicist at the University of Iowa, observed, unquote, applying two basic principles, conservation of energy and conservation of momentum, the government explanation quickly unravels. NIST conspicuously ignored these principles in their reports. NIST also ignored the observed twisting of the top 34 floors of the South Tower before it toppled down. This twisting clearly violates the conservation of both linear and angular momentum unless a large external force caused it. Where the massive amounts of energy came from that were needed to cause the complete collapse of the intact parts below for each tower when their tops were in virtual freefall is not answered in NIST's numerous volumes of study, unquote. Some of NIST's own scientists are questioning its report, according to Paul Craig Roberts. Dr. James Quinteri, the former chief of the Fire Science Division of the National Institutes of Standards and Technology, recently said that, quote, the official conclusion that NIST arrived at is questionable, unquote, and called for an independent review of NIST's investigation into the collapses of the WTC towers. Quinteri has called attention to many problems with NIST's investigation and reports, such as the following: the absence of a timeline, failure to explain the collapse of WTC-7, the spoliation of the evidence of a fire scene, reliance on questionable computer models, the absence of any evidence for the existence of temperatures NIST predicts is necessary for failure of the steel, and a Commerce Department legal structure that instead of trying to find the facts, quote, did the opposite and blocked everything, unquote. On August 27, 2007, a prominent member of the National Academy of Sciences and recipient of the National Medal of Science, Dr. Glenn Margulis, dismissed the official account of 9/11 as a fraud and called for a new, thorough, and impartial investigation. On September 5, 2007, U.S. Navy Top Gun fighter pilot and veteran airline pilot Ralph Kolstad said that the flight maneuvers attributed to the 9/11 hijackers are beyond his flight skills. Quote, something stinks to high heaven, unquote, declared Kolstad. When faced with disturbing events, the Romans asked a question. Cui bono? Who benefits? This question was conspicuously absent from the official investigation. Who are the beneficiaries of 9/11? According to Paul Craig Roberts, the answer is the military-industrial complex, which has accumulated tens of billions of dollars in profits. He terms it the military security complex. U.S. oil companies, which hope to get their hands on Iraqi and perhaps Iranian oil. The Republican Party, which saved a vulnerable, newly elected President George W. Bush, viewed by many as illegitimately elected by one vote of the Supreme Court, by wrapping him in the flag as a war president. The Republican Federalist Society, which used 9/11 to achieve its goal of concentrating power in the executive. Vice President Dick Cheney and the neoconservatives, who used the new Pearl Harbor, quote-unquote, to implement their, quote, project for a new American century, unquote, and extend American hegemony over the Middle East. And right-wing Israeli Zionists, who have successfully used American blood and treasure to eliminate obstacles to Israeli territorial expansion. In addition to American troops and Iraqi and Afghan civilian casualties, a casualty of the neoconservative war on terror, according to Paul Craig Roberts, is the civil liberties that protect Americans from tyranny. President Bush and his corrupt Department of Justice have declared our constitutional protections to be null and void at the whim of the executive. The greatest benefactors of 9/11 are the authoritarian personalities that John Dean says have taken over the Republican Party. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Start, the National Communications Director of the Constitution Party, will join us at approximately 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Stay tuned.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Start, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, will join us in approximately 35 minutes from now. We're going to chat with Mary for 1 hour live by hookup from Portland, Oregon. It's always an interesting thing to have Mary on the show because she always brings so much skill to this broadcast, both in terms of political analysis and ideological perspective, as well as a media background, a radio media background. That'll be Mary Starrett from Portland, Oregon, in about 35 minutes from now. I received a very interesting, thoughtful note from someone who obviously thinks about theology. wanted to read this note briefly over the air and to indicate to this person that I will be back to them with a more thoughtful, more lengthy private reply. But it says as follows, this note to me. Mark, I'm a listener of your show on RBN quite frequently. I've been reading the scriptures lately, and there is a question I'd like to ask you. In Matthew 16, verses 21 through 23, Jesus is predicting that he would be killed by the chief priests and scribes in Jerusalem and raised again on the third day. Peter, upon hearing this, rebuked the Lord and told him, quote, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee," unquote. The Lord admonished Peter by saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men," unquote. Peter, in ignorance, is hoping for an avoidance of the death of our Savior, not realizing that this avoidance would be the unfulfillment of God's plan for salvation. With this scripture in mind, as a Christian today, to what extent are we to resist against the forces of evil that encompass the world and our country today? In the book of Revelation, we know that there is going to be a world beast government that must come to fruition. This is part of God's plan as well. This must come to fruition for evil to reach its zenith in the world and for our Lord to return. Informing people about the evils of this new world order is one thing, but would the act of resistance to this one world government make a person guilty of trying to prevent the fulfillment of God's plan for the end of time? That's a very excellent theological question, isn't it, coming to us from a very, very thoughtful listener to this broadcast. I'm going to be thinking about that before I respond. Hopefully this weekend, I've got so many things going on, it'll take me a while to get to this one. But it's a very, very compelling, very thoughtful question that has been submitted to me by this particular listener. And, of course, I am in the process, even as we speak, of clicking a brief reply to indicate that I hope to have a longer response available on this in the next few days. But I wanted to thank that particular person, as well as a series of people who have been writing me on a variety of subjects. I hope to get back today to someone who has left me a phone message on my answering message service in regard to some other theological and cultural issues, some of which we tend to talk about on Fridays on this broadcast. I will be back to that person hopefully later today. You know, talking about this whole business of Paul Craig Roberts and what he has had to say about the 9/11 attacks six years later, this is a most important essay, which you can find at Information Clearinghouse. It's important because I think it summarizes some of the major questions that responsible 9/11 critics have been bringing before the public in these last 6 years. And I think Paul Craig Roberts also says something else that's very noteworthy. Why is it, if the 9/11 official story is so absolutely defensible and credible beyond a shadow of a doubt, is there so much resistance to talking about these questions that have been brought forth by people in the political and scientific realm with impeccable credentials? Now, Dr. Ron Larson has been on this show just as one example. He hails from Austin, Texas, has a PhD in physics from Cornell University. Dr. Larson's perspective is clearly one that has been brought forth on this, that questions the scientific plausibility and the plausibility of the official explanation according to the laws of physics. We need to listen to Dr. Ron Larson and to people like Dr. Stephen Jones and Morgan Reynolds and Paul Craig Roberts and so forth and so on when they bring these sorts of things to our attention. It is difficult, if not impossible, to simply accept the official line that these people are conspiracy theorists and kooks, not only with the credentials that they bring forth, but then when we look at the news media and who it is that owns the news media, who it is that hires and fires the people involved in corporate media, they, on the other hand, not only fail in most cases to have the credentials of their challengers, they have a prima facie reason to be promoting something that's false. Why? They're on the payroll. They are on the payroll. Just something to think about, folks, when we think about the whole analysis that is brought to us this morning by Paul Craig Roberts. Cui bono? Who benefits? That's the second thing that Paul Craig Roberts takes a look at this morning. When we come back, I want to reference his remarks with yet another plug. for Mark Glenn's No More Wars for Israel conference. It's going to be held October 12th through the 14th in Orange County, California. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, will join me in approximately half an hour from now for a one-hour conversation about a series of things, including 9/11. That's Mary Starrett. This whole business of cui bono, who benefits? Who benefits from 9/11? This question was conspicuously absent, says Paul Craig Roberts, from the official investigation. Who are the beneficiaries of 9/11? The military security complex, U.S. oil companies, the Republican Party, the Republican Federalist Society, Dick Cheney and the neocons who used the new Pearl Harbor to implement their project for a new American century, and right-wing Israeli Zionists who have used American blood and treasure to eliminate obstacles to Israeli territorial expansion. That's the take of Paul Craig Roberts. In a moment, we're going to be taking a look at what Glenn Allport has to say on this at Strike the Root in something entitled The Top 10 Reasons for a New 9/11 Investigation. That is something called, from the Paradise Perspective, Commentary from a Free and Compassionate Alternate Reality, Volume 1, Number 33. You can find the Allport spin on this at Strike the Root. Just go to markdankoff.com, go to the links page, click on Strike the Root, which has a picture of Henry Thoreau as the logo, and that will take you to this Glenn Allport essay, which is real food for thought on top of what Paul Craig Roberts has to say to us this morning. If he's right, if Paul Craig Roberts is right about the constituencies who have benefited from 9/11, and if there is reason to believe that those constituencies could have framed the events of 9/11, then we are talking about something that involves Israel and involves neoconservatives. Keep in mind that Paul Craig Roberts is the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury of the United States under Ronald Reagan. Is he a kook? Is he a conspiracy theorist? Is the longtime contributor to the Wall Street Journal and National Review now suddenly some sort of lunatic? The establishment would like to have you believe that he is, along with Dr. Ron Larson and Morgan Reynolds, along with Dr. Stephen Jones and others who have raised compelling argumentation as to why the official account of 9/11 is wrong. If these people are not crazy, and if they are simply offering some very, very constructive analysis on the basis of objective evidence, then we better listen. Mark Glenn's No More Wars for Israel conference is going to be held in Southern California the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. For more information about this, you can go to http://nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. You can get all the information there on what it takes to register for this conference. Confirmed speakers include Canadian free speech activist Paul Fromm, American Free Press founder and publisher Willis Carto, American Free Press correspondent, author, and radio talk show host Michael Collins Piper, author and AFP correspondent Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross, AFP columnist and RBN radio host Mark Dankoff, Hesham Talawi of Current Issues TV and RBN, Father Christopher Hunter, Jim Condit Jr., Dr. Kaukab Sadiq, publisher of the Islamic magazine New Trends, investigator and filmmaker in the 1967 Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, Tito Howard, Professor Ray Goodwin of the Barnes Review, Patrick Grimm of Zionist Watch, Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths and Project Straightgate, Dr. Robert Brock, the black nationalist leader, John DeNugent, contributing editor for the Barnes Review, 9/11 widow and truth activist Ellen Mariani, Eileen Fleming of WeAreWideAwake.org, Jehoiakim Martello. These are just a few of the folks that will be there this particular weekend, October 12th through the 14th in Orange County, California. That is the No More Wars for Israel conference, which you can find out more about at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Hotel rooms are $124 per night, double occupancy allowed. Registration, $150 per person. Couples for $175. Registration fee includes Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfast. Those not wishing to eat can get a discounted rate. Send checks or money orders to Mark Glenn at the following address: Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. That's Mark Glenn, Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 800-387-83809. Or you can go to PayPal, paypal.com, click on Send Money, and type in mglenn@mediamonitors.org as the recipient. You can pay online by going to paypal.com, click on the Send Money segment of that page, and type in mglenn@mediamonitors.org as the recipient. Again, all of this is summarized at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Folks, I think this conference is potentially the most important of a lifetime, because when we take seriously what Paul Craig Roberts has said this morning and what Glenn Allport has said in this essay for Strike the Root, it becomes apparent that there is something wrong with 9/11. We have to ask the ancient question that the Romans asked, qui bono, who benefited and who does benefit? And when we understand this thing in terms of scientific impossibility, when we understand this thing in terms of asking the fundamental question of who benefited, the answers to that question and to these postulates is in effect going to point in a particular direction. That direction is going to be discussed at this conference. And when we go to this No More Wars for Israel conference, we might ask ourselves how much time there is before there is yet another false flag incident that creates the stage for a full-blown Third World War. Is that the agenda? I think Paul Craig Roberts seems to hint that it is. When we get back to that fundamental answer to the question postulated by the Romans, qui bono, who benefits? And speaking of who benefits, let's take a brief look at this Allport essay this morning, which again you can find by going to markdankoff.com, my website, going to the links page, click on Strike the Root. You'll see it there by title. You'll see it there with reference to a picture of Henry Thoreau, and it will take you to this newly posted essay entitled Top 10 Reasons for a New 9/11 Investigation. Allport, by the way, goes into some of the same discussion of the scientific evidence or lack of evidence that Paul Craig Roberts does, and this is well worth your time to read. He also talks about the inappropriate and disproportionate character of the American response to 9/11. That, again, is well worth your time. Then as you continue down the page, there is a lengthy discussion, a very lengthy discussion, of the top 10 reasons for a new investigation of 9/11. I'm going to take a look at those top 10 reasons, keeping in mind that all of the information in the essay that precedes this list is well worth your time, your lengthy reading and contemplation, and your analysis. The list, the top 10 reasons for a new investigation of 9/11, which comes forth to us in this essay by Mr. Allport at Strike the Root. Number 10, the Project for a New American Century. Allport says that this group of neocons, including several in the Bush administration, made it clear before 9/11 that a new Pearl Harbor would be necessary to rally public opinion around their violent plans for taking over the Middle East. For details, see the New American Century website, begun in the 1990s and still active. David Ray Griffin titled his book, The New Pearl Harbor, Disturbing Questions About the Bush Administration and 9/11, in reference to that Pearl Harbor comment. When those who benefit from a crime have expressed a desire and claimed a need for that crime beforehand, it is natural and realistic to consider them as possible suspects in the crime. This is surely one reason, according to Allport, that according to a Scripps Howard Ohio University poll last year, quote, 36% of respondents overall said it is very likely or somewhat likely that federal officials either participated in the attacks in the World Trade Center and the Pentagon or took no action to stop them, quote, because they wanted the United States to go to war in the Middle East, unquote. Other polls, says Allport, which can be found by clicking here and here and here, have found much higher percentages, as much as 90%, who believe the 9/11 attacks were orchestrated or covered up in some fashion by the U.S. government, an opinion shared by many overseas, by the majority of New Yorkers, by many New York police and firefighters, and by numerous scientists and academics. Allport's point number nine is this. $2.3 trillion went missing from the Pentagon before September the 11th, 2001. The day before the terror attacks of 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld said the Pentagon could not track how 25% of its entire budget is spent. At the time, he said the Defense Department was missing $2.3 trillion. A trillion is 1,000 billion, and a billion is 1,000 million. Can that much money actually be misplaced, even if 100 billion was lost and another 100 billion stolen? That leaves $2.1 trillion to account for, plus whatever is unaccounted for since 2001. One can be certain those trillions were spent on something by somebody, officially accounted for or not. And yes, it does seem suspicious that the Pentagon lost such a notion of money in the few years leading up to the 9/11 events. At the very least, these trillions could have bought a more effective defense for America than we actually had. When Enron lost a few piddly billions through fraud and mismanagement, perhaps $70 billion, the people at the top of that organization went to prison. Number 8. Our defense system, the most expensive on earth, was useless, yet those responsible were not held accountable. Have those responsible for the failure to detect, prevent, or even respond appropriately at the time to the attacks been fired, hauled into court, charged with anything, fined, or otherwise inconvenienced? No. The entire defense and intelligence community has a single legitimate function: to protect the people of this nation from attack. America pays more for defense than any other nation in the world by a large margin. Americans have a right to expect their defense and intelligence agencies will detect and prevent attacks, or at least respond swiftly and effectively to any attack in progress. Certainly, Americans have the right to expect their government will not provoke attacks against them by, for example, repeated and violent meddling in other nations around the world. The system failed, says Allport. Thousands died, and yet no one has been held accountable. The government running this protection racket has shown no interest in getting to the bottom of why such a failure happened and in punishing or at least replacing those responsible for the failure. Bush actually opposed an investigation into the intelligence failures leading to the events of 9/11, as did others in the administration. Why? Number 7, foreknowledge. Relevant intelligence was ignored and insiders were warned. There are many reasons, says Allport, for believing that hard-won intelligence and outright warnings were ignored. Again, the question is why. Alleged insider trading and other stock market action prior to 9/11 is yet another reason to suspect foreknowledge of the attacks. This topic was reported in the major media briefly and then fell off the mainstream radar. Still another reason for suspicion is that many among the power elite were apparently warned shortly before 9/11 not to fly on that date. Number 6. President Bush continued reading The Pet Goat to children instead of being whisked to safety or doing his job. Allport goes into a very lengthy discussion of that in point number 6. Number 5. Passports fluttering down from the World Trade Center. You've seen video, says Allport, and many have seen live coverage at the time, of the airliner slamming into the towers of the World Trade Center at hundreds of miles per hour and the ensuing fireballs. Naturally, your first thought was, quote, I bet one of the passengers' passports will survive that crash and flutter to earth without so much as a scratch or a singe, unquote. And you were right, says Allport. Almost nothing else survived the crash and fire. Massive steel-framed skyscrapers were brought down by the fire, we are told. But one thing did survive: a passport from one of the hijackers. In fact, not one but two passports, both in fine condition, were recovered near the scene, and proving that miracles do happen, both were from evildoers. All by itself, this is enough to prove beyond anything I would consider reasonable doubt, says Allport, that we are not getting an honest and accurate accounting of the day's events. This seemingly minor detail is a mistake of such magnitude that it calls the entire official story into doubt. Number four, huge airliner vanishes at Pentagon. No bodies, no debris to speak of, no plane. I'll let Allport's explanation there, which is lengthy, suffice to give us the indication as to why there is something wrong with this. Number three, the FBI immediately confiscated video of the Pentagon event. Why on earth, says Allport, was video from a gas station across from the Pentagon taken into custody and kept from the public? And for that matter, how did the FBI manage to get to the gas station within minutes after the impact? This point not only goes with number four above, I list it, says Allport, because there is clearly no legitimate national security reason for keeping the video from the public for even a single day. We've all seen airliners. Nothing top secret is involved, unless we are being lied to, of course. Number two, obstruction of justice and tampering with evidence. If there's one thing even a child knows about crime scenes, it is that you don't mess with the evidence. This point is constantly hammered home in television shows and movies, and in fact, tampering with evidence is a serious crime. Tampering and evidence tampering is a felony that you as a mere citizen might actually go to prison for. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Starr of the Constitution Party will join me in approximately 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
We're back. This is Mark Anderson, live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, will join me by live hookup in a few minutes from Portland, Oregon. And I'm looking forward to that conversation with Mary. This is the time in the broadcast when I would ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can do so by calling us at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. We need your ongoing help. We need it now. We need it in the future to the extent that your gifts possibly allow you to make that commitment to us. If we're to continue the kinds of things that we do on the air every single day, we need your assistance. Please call us at 1-800-724-2719 or contact us on the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. I'd like to put in the same plug for the American Free Press. You can contact those fine people in Washington, D.C. at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Buy a subscription. Avail yourself of the very fine books that AFP has to offer, including those by Michael Collins Piper, Mark Len, and Matthias Chang, among others. You can also support AFP by telling your friends about it and by sending them a gift to the extent that your resources make that possible. Again, support the Republic Broadcasting Network by calling us at 1-800-724-2719 or contacting us on the web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. You can also mail us at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. That's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And again, AFP's telephone number in Washington, D.C. is 1-888-699-NEWS. Once again, and we'll do it several other times between now and the time the show is over for this morning, I'll put in yet another plug for Mark Len's conference, the No More Wars for Israel conference that's being held in Southern California the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. For more information about this conference, go to http://nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Folks, this thing is brewing. Paul Craig Roberts asks us this morning the very fateful question that the Romans asked, cui bono, who benefited, and who benefits by what happened at 9/11. The answers to that question point in a particular direction, and Paul Craig Roberts includes Israel and the Zionist State of Israel among those who most stood to benefit by the events of 9/11. Are we following their agenda? Are we following the neocon agenda? Are we following the agenda of the Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party? Are we following the agenda of the major oil companies in the wake of 9/11? I think that that's exactly what's happened. The No More Wars for Israel conference, October 12th through the 14th. I hope to see you there. We'll be back with Mary Starrett. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
With recent